Chapter 7, Keeping Food Neutral. You have to eat your vegetables if you want dessert. Have you heard that before? Have you said that before? It's a very common statement, but I'd like to show you how that approach and other similar rules can actually set children up to have negative relationships with food. Instead of labeling things good, like vegetables or chicken, or bad, like ice cream or chocolate, I prefer to keep food in the neutral category, and I'll show you how to do the same. Create this type of environment allows children to tune into their own experience with food. They can determine what is too little or too much, or how certain foods make them feel without judgment or rules. They can enjoy all foods while still learning health as the value to hold high. There are no ties to weight or body shape. A discussion about treats. My daughter swims with a local team, and we often attend swim meets. At one event, a mom on the opposing team talked to her daughter as she readied to swim. We overheard the mother promise her child that if she beat her own time, she would get an ice cream as a reward. I love the challenge in swim of competing against yourself and beating your own time. But in our home, you don't have to do something to get a particular food. I wanted to use this conversation as a discussion point with my daughter. After the meet, we went to lunch, and I asked her if she knew why we don't make ice cream or other desserts a reward for an accomplishment such as swim time. I explained that we can have ice cream anytime. We don't eat it all the time because it would cause stomach pain and it doesn't provide us with the best energy. In our home, we decided it is not something to earn by doing a special activity. I asked her how she felt about the two different approaches to open up this discussion and point out that different families simply have different values. Having a positive, relaxed view on food helps to limit guilt and judgment. If a food is labeled good, are we good for eating it? On the flip side, if a food is bad, does that make us bad for eating it? Labeling food disconnects our children from their internal cues and natural regulation instead of empowering them. Kids exercise their independence as they become older, and it's natural for them to gravitate towards what is restricted or held back from them. When you keep food in a neutral zone, it models for your kids what they can control. You empower them instead of giving them rules to generate negative emotional responses. Studies show that you want less of foods labeled healthy and good, and you want more of those that are forbidden. This contributes to a cycle of overeating, guilt, and then restriction. Enable choice. We all know it's important to eat our fruits and vegetables, but we limit the beauty of all the lessons we can learn about ourselves when we eat vegetables solely because someone told us to. While the intention is good to promote nutrient-rich foods and limit quote-unquote junk foods, research shows that the more parents try to control or restrict intake, the more children get disconnected from being able to regulate themselves. Being forced to eat something as a child rarely results in your loving that food as an adult. I still don't eat fish because of the time I sat at the table until 9 p.m. to finish my fish dinner that my mother had served. You don't want to condition your children when their tastes can change later on. The idea that you need to eat dinner to get dessert conditions children to believe that you have to eat this to get that, which in turn teaches them that this doesn't taste as good as that. Try to not attach dessert to being an after-meal treat or as something you have to eat to get something else. We've even had ice cream for lunch. That doesn't happen often, but if we all want ice cream after a soccer game, I don't insist that we eat a sandwich and salad first. Instead, we choose to have lunch 2 hours later. One time, my extended family came together for the holidays. My sister's family had eaten a late lunch and wanted dessert, so we opted to join them before eating our dinner. The family connection and experience was far more important to me than having dinner before dessert. Nobody is locked into the time of day they must eat meals. You want your kids to eat their vegetables, but when you put too much emphasis on pushing them to eat certain things, you lose the wider view. Instead of using dessert as a reward, consider experimenting with other ways to fit in nutrient-dense foods. Maybe they like fruits and vegetables, but they want different ones than those you are serving. Check by asking them what they want you to buy from the store, or let them physically pick out the food. Perhaps they want vegetables raw instead of steamed, or perhaps they want their apple slices served with peanut butter, and it's more than okay not to offer dessert every night. What we are trying to accomplish is letting go of labels we tend to give foods and not giving desserts so much bargaining power. Invite kids into the conversation to ask how they would like something served or what fruit or vegetable they would like to eat. Consider making dessert an experience. This is really an important value for my family. I like to visit an amazing bakery to pick out donuts with fun toppings or head to a cupcake shop that's known for winning a baking show cook-off. You can even create an experience in your own home by putting out different toppings for a Sunday bar. These allow for family connection to happen around the experience and something besides the sugar to look forward to. When you adopt a relaxed environment around food, everyone can now make choices without emotions. When your child asks for a treat, you can ask questions in return. Is this going to be the most amazing dessert? Is it what you want to choose, or do you want to wait for something else more special? Your confidence will grow as you see they are able to say yes or no because they know the food is not forbidden and they can have it at another time. Can we lose control? Many adults worry that if they cease labeling or restricting foods, there will suddenly be a free-for-all and they'll go for only the junk. They fear they'll eat chocolate all day and never choose to eat a vegetable again. Mindfulness and intuitive eating have been shown to be more effective than restriction and control. When self-regulation with food and exercise is encouraged and trusted, there is less weight cycling and more peace of mind. Those who have a normal, healthy relationship with food and believe they can have anything they want when they want it no longer view junk food as special. They even stop craving it all the time. If you prohibit ice cream from your house and never allow your children to have it, they will struggle to limit themselves when it's available. If ice cream is always around, your family will stop focusing on it. None of you will regard it from a place of deprivation or feel you need to eat it all before it's taken away. After years of yo-yo dieting, an adult may tend to crave forbidden junk foods even more. Reintroducing those foods as something that is now allowed may result in your eating more of it until you can become desensitized and live food neutral. Children are developmentally different. You don't need to give them so many cakes and cookies that you desensitize them. If you've done the work within yourself, feeling relaxed around food and desserts and incorporating them in balanced moderation, those views will trickle down to your kids. I encourage utilizing a taste good, feel good mind frame. Kids understand that language. Something may taste good, but will it feel good? If they ask for chips or candy, ask them, is your mouth hungry or is your stomach hungry? Don't worry about those moments when kids lose control. Halloween and birthdays are great learning tools. Because children overdo it and end up with a stomach ache, it teaches intuitive eating. Kids are resilient and they will learn to listen to their bodies. Let kids be involved. There are numerous ways to bring your kids into the food conversation so that you can understand the importance of a healthy relationship with food. The goal is to keep them comfortable around food to support their body and mind. Start a garden and learn about growing vegetables. When they get to be a part of a project or an experiment, they are more invested. They will be proud of growing their own food. You don't need a big backyard to get a grow herbs and vegetable kit from the store and get started. Once the tomatoes, carrots, or green beans are ready to be picked, let them choose a recipe to prepare the food and taste the fruits of their labor. Having them prep and cook with you will have a much greater impact than reading food labels or being told to eat their vegetables. When they try a new food, ask them to describe how it tastes or the texture. Give them descriptive words to choose from. Share how it tastes to you. This is an extension of mindful eating. If they do not like the taste of a food, celebrate trying new foods and always giving something one more bite before you decide. Their taste buds will change over time. This way, they will know not liking tomatoes now does not mean later on they won't enjoy them. Bring them in on the discussions if you make certain food choices or exercise choices. Instead of letting them interpret what's going on, think out loud. When you are tired and don't want to work out, tell them it is good to rest your body and honor being tired, so mommy isn't going to run today. When you cook salmon while they dine on burgers, talk to them about the special fats you get from salmon and how they help your skin, hair, and energy. Then invite them to taste. Tell them that exercise and food are important to your health, but so are other areas such as sleep, managing stress, and having fun. Take the discussion out of your head and invite them to be a part of it. This kind of talk will help form their beliefs, self-worth, and self-talk when they get older. When kids eat something healthy, you can share how proud you are that they take care of their bodies and enjoy foods that give them so much energy. Yet on the flip side, share that you are so happy they enjoyed that cupcake, but stopped when they had enough. We can give our children lessons in health, nutrition, and movement without involving emotions, dieting, and weight. If someone outside of the house comments that their food is bad or good, ask your children how they feel about it and then share why you do or don't agree. Ask what they think of what you believe. You will be amazed by their insightfulness and confidence as you give them a voice and allow them to grow. Worksheet: How Food Neutral Is My Home? Exploring these messages to decide which you may want to show your children, and then take some space to add your own at the bottom. Desserts are soul foods to be enjoyed at the highest quality and don't need to follow a meal. You don't need to eat or do something to get a treat. Food is not a reward or punishment. Vegetables and fruits are fun to experiment with. There is no good, bad, or forbidden foods. We are a taste good, feel good home. Now think of additional messages you want to show your children.